Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 24th, and February is almost over, Jen.
Almost.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. We have that extra day, though. What day is today? Today's the 24th.
So we have the 29th?
We do.
This month?
It's a leap year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so if you have a birthday on the 29th, you get to celebrate it this year.
Yeah. I have a friend who's like, I mean, if you count just leap years, she's like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah, right.
she's like 30.
So what do they do? They celebrate the day before or the day after or something?
Yeah. Usually they do the same month just to honor the fact that it's February.
Yeah, so it would be the 28th.
28th, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
How was your barbecue this weekend?
It was nice. It was actually nice. It rained, which made it even nicer. And we didn't really sit outside because it was cold. So
sure.
We sat inside. I cooked a lot of great stuff, a lot of steaks. I got a lot left. So
nice.
Anybody's invited to come over and have some steak. Lots of salads, you know, things like that.
So anyone, all of our
people liked it, you know. And I spent most of the time cooking. So that's one thing about barbecue. You don't get to socialize much because you're on the barbecue.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, right? You're in your own little world, just focusing on not burning the food or undercooking the food. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know if it was a great idea, but I enjoy it. You know, it's fine.
And now you have a bunch of leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, normally when everybody's outside, it's a little easier because you're right there, you know.
Yeah.
But here I was really left alone to cook. Everybody was inside in the warm house.
But yeah, that's usually me.
Yeah, but nevertheless, it was nice. I like it, you know,
because,
you know, I got this house that I'm renting and it's like a party house, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun place to be. So I looked forward to doing this because for many years I lived in an apartment and I couldn't really have parties.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's what's happening as far as the party. A lot of people came. That was nice. We also threw a birthday party for my nephew who's here from China. So
he's
happy. Yeah, he's 5 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So long ago.
So, yeah, they can't go back to China.
Yeah, they're just here now.
They're here now. They're stuck.
Woof.
I know.
All right.
What a place to be stuck in America, right?
I know. Are they going to try and go back when
they can? Terrible place to be. I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what they have there, but they probably would want to go back just to wrap things up and stuff and then move somewhere else. I don't know. The funny thing is my brother never really liked America, you know, so, you know, because, I don't know, he had a tough childhood here, you know, with us. So, so I asked him, I said, why are you staying here? You don't like America. Well, things have changed. So, okay, so you like it now.
So I had a friend who just went to Japan, and he took a picture on the flight, and the flight was, like, totally empty.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, a ghost town. I think there was, like, 5 other people or so.
Wow.
It was like, I mean, I'm sure there were more people in front of him because I think you have to have a certain amount of people for them to actually have the flight.
Right.
But I mean, that's actually don't know the rules on that. But
yeah, they probably won't have any more of these flights, you know. I mean, that's obviously a big loss of money for them.
Yeah. And everyone's wearing masks over there.
Yeah, I know. Did you see they brought those people from the cruise in Japan that were stuck on the boat for like 2 weeks? And they brought them in cargo planes, and everything was just like they closed it off and separated the people that were that were diagnosed with it and the people that were not. Masks. I mean, it was just a 10-hour flight that was miserable for them. So,
and then there's always that period between when you separate those people where the people that were cleared just haven't shown any signs or anything like that yet. So they still could have it
right.
almost lingering around them. It just hasn't really gotten in there yet.
That's true.
You know?
So that's why they all wear masks. I wonder how much that helps, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
I know.
What's it really gonna...
I know, but it's, apparently it does help if people wear it, you know, like in hospitals.
Yeah, it'll stop spit transfer because if you ever... I learned this in, like, vocal classes growing up. When we talk, there's little bits of spit that constantly come out.
Oh,
like,
and
no
that's
matter
how,
what.
And that's how it's passed?
And that's how it's often passed, yeah. Because
I thought just through the air, but maybe not.
I mean, breathing, too. It's kind of collecting any of the the drop. They call it, like, droplet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Droplets. Wow. I think that's the hospital term.
Huh. Well, okay. So now we know.
It's pretty gross. So gross. So
yeah. I don't know. I've been getting compliments about the beard, but I feel like I'm totally like being overtaken by the facial hair. It's like a growth of like, you know, those plants that stick at the walls.
Like vines and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like I can't get away from this.
It's
you know?
An entity of its own.
It is. It's like creeping up on every piece of my face. And but some people think it's nice, you know.
Yeah,
like
it looks good.
Gruff
it's hardy.
And stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like a mountain man.
Yeah. It's rugged.
Yeah. But come Friday, it comes off. And
this Friday?
This Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a month already.
Days already.
Wow.
Since my mom passed. So, so it's going to come down, and I don't think I'm going to grow one. I don't like facial hair, you know.
Yeah.
I like clean cut and everything. And if women don't like it, well, that's their problem. Find someone who's bearded.
You got to stick to... I feel like we all, you know, especially growing up, we have so many periods in our life, like as like a elementary school to high school, where we're just kind of figuring out who we are and what we want versus like what everyone else around you is doing. And then as we get older, it's like, you know, I don't even want to say especially here, kind of everywhere, people still are worried about what other people think and conforming to other people. But I find that once you kind of break out of that and you're just yourself, that's when you find the most authentic people for your life.
That's true, yeah.
You know, like that's when the people that you want to have around are around. You know, I don't want anyone hanging out with me because I don't have a beard or I have a beard, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. If it's attracted someone attractive, I wouldn't mind, you know. But that doesn't seem to change anything, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's one thing if you're dating someone and they're like, just grow a little scruff. I just want to see what it looks like. And you do that for them. Yeah, I get that. But
if
someone's like, you don't have a beard. And you're like, okay, neither do you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I have some friends who have those really long, long beards. And they they do weird stuff with it.
Oh,
like they'll braid
God.
It. And they did a test on beards and they have poop particles in them.
Yeah, they said they're like the most contaminated part of the body.
So contaminated.
You know?
Now imagine a beard on like a millennial who's really wrapped up in hookup culture. Imagine how gross that beard is.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They don't shower every day or something.
Even if they do, like you really got to get in there and scrub.
I know. It's like they say there's a lot of bacteria there, you know, so.
Yeah.
I know. I read the same thing too.
It's a hot zone.
It is, you know, I mean, shit, you know, it touches everything and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Plus, I imagine you probably touch it throughout the day.
You do, because it's there, you know, so you fuck with it all the time.
Totally.
Know?
And then you like touch a door handle or you're, you know, you're
true,
eating
right?
something and then now you just have like all this.
That's in your face.
Oh, yeah. It's so much contamination. I believe you probably keep yours really clean, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, but still, I don't know. Just I don't really have a choice, but I'm looking forward to a haircut also, and we'll be back to normal after that. You know?
You haven't cut your regular hair either?
No, not for the whole month.
Really? It doesn't look like, I feel like it's the same length.
Yeah, because I gel it, you know.
Oh,
but,
got it.
Otherwise, it looks, It's gotten quite long.
Oh, you're going to be a new man on Monday.
Yeah. And plus, I'm thinking if I did grow a beard, I would probably trim it a lot more than what it looks now, you know?
Yeah.
Because now I can't really trim it, so it's like all over the place, you know?
Sure.
I would still make it like clean cut, you know?
So to get rid of that, you would have to, you're probably going to buzz it off and then shave it.
Right. Well, I'm going to go to the hairdresser to do that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because otherwise, I don't know how I would do it, because you got to cut it with... clippers, you know, like
buzz it off first. Right. You can't just straight shave.
Exactly. Ugh. You know,
what a process.
I know. But one thing is good: you don't have to shave every day, so
yeah,
you know, it saves you 5-10 minutes in the morning.
Who, me as a woman?
No, a guy.
Oh, you? Yeah, totally.
When I don't have to shave, so
yeah. I was like, yeah.
No, you women take more time to put makeup on and stuff. I think that's a lot tougher than just shaving for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty quick in the morning.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's
good. I can shower and be totally ready in like 35 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation.
Right.
Like today, I just kind of I didn't really with my hair. I was just like, go ahead. You know?
Yeah, well, sometimes you just don't feel like it, you know?
Yeah, and my hair is pretty cooperative, so I'm lucky in that sense, but...
Yeah.
If I had to, like, you know, if I was going somewhere and I did, like, you know, an evening curl on my hair or something like that,
it would take
about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still not bad. I hear some women take hours to get ready.
Yeah, totally.
That's terrible, man.
I know.
So then they don't get ready all the time. I mean, they don't put on their faces all the time. And sometimes they just look like you can't even recognize them without makeup.
Well, it takes
they put
them
so much on.
It takes them that long because most women like to fuck around while they're getting ready.
Really?
And I'm like, if you just sit there and you focus and you work like a complete spaz like I do and you rush everything, you'll be good.
Yeah, right.
You can get out of the house faster. But if you take your time and you like look at things and you stop and use your phone and then you stop and like you
glass
hear the
wine.
TV. Yeah. You hear something on the TV and you stop and you go watch it. Like, yeah, it's going to take you like 2-3 hours to get ready. My mom did this thing to me growing up where she'd be like, come on, chop, 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 chop. So like I have that in my head all the time, like chop, 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 chop. You have to go. You have to go.
Why waste time, you know?
Yeah. And if I'm going to waste time, I'd rather waste time like laying down.
Right.
Taking a nap or something.
Exactly. How was your weekend?
It was good. I had class Saturday and then yesterday I had work. My boss leaves for the UK on Tuesday for a little while, so we've just been hustling to get stuff done.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's doing, like, visa stuff. So, yeah, Saturday I had class, and I usually try and stay away from pharmaceuticals, but a friend of mine had given me an Adderall, and I've been saving it because I'm like, I want to save this precious baby for a good moment, and I had to learn these lines for class, and I have a hard time, like, learning them without hearing the other person say their lines. You know what I mean? So I my friend gave me this program that she uses where a robot says the lines to you. And I'm like, this is great. So I take the Adderall and I was like, I'm going to take this Adderall and I'm going to learn all of these lines before class, which I did in like 2 hours. I learned 3 pages of dialogue. Whoa. And and suddenly within 15 minutes, I was all of the sudden doing laundry, gutting my entire bedroom.
Oh,
I like took everything out of my closets, reorganized everything, hung everything up. Like it's immaculate in there right now.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible.
So this is a drug for
ADHD.
ADHD, but it's like speed for people that don't have ADHD.
I think I might have ADHD because I've always had attention problems. I don't know. I've never seen a doctor about it, but when I take it, I'm like hyper focused.
Right.
Like, I feel like a superhero. Wow. Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty incredible.
So it sounds like Coke, you know, if you feel like a superhero. That's what people used to say they feel like when they do Coke.
You feel more like a superhero because you're like, I can literally get everything done right now.
Wow.
That's how it feels. And
really?
And it's not like it's unrealistic because it's totally realistic when when you take it Adderall. It's amazing.
Wow.
You're also like lightly sweating. And like a little bit shaky the whole time, but
jeez,
but it was fantastic.
You liked it.
I loved it. I was like, yeah, gets so much done.
I know. Drugs are nice every once in a while.
Yeah, every now and again, you know. I wouldn't want to do it every day.
Yeah.
But definitely.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Even if I just took an Adderall once on the weekends would be great, yeah, just to get stuff done, because usually if I'm off on Saturday or off on Sunday and I have class on Saturday, I tend to just kind of like do nothing. And then I feel like I got nothing done with my weekend. I'd rather like take one or take part of one and be up and out and about and doing things, you know.
Then do it. You don't have to answer to anybody.
What the hell? Except maybe my mom if she finds out. What are you doing? Those aren't prescribed for
you. Let me remind you, you're quite old. You don't need your mom.
I know.
You don't need to follow her.
I don't need her approval, but that doesn't mean I'm still not on the receiving end of a lecture.
She needs to understand.
She's like, you can't.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's good.
So anyway, so in the news, I guess Harvey Weinstein got convicted.
Did he?
Yeah, found guilty of 2 out of the 5 charges that he had against him.
Whoa.
So, for example, they're saying that, so he got convicted for rape in the 3rd degree. I don't know what that means. And then criminal sexual act. Now, the criminal sexual act is when he forced oral sex on the woman, right?
Okay.
So that's that. And rape in the 3rd degree, I don't know what that means.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah. And I don't understand the sentences, because one article says he gets probation to 4 years in prison for rape in the 3rd degree, and then 5 years in prison for criminal sexual act. And then another article says he's going to be, he could be expecting years in jail. So,
I wonder how long they'll actually keep him, especially because now he's in like a physical,
right?
He has some physical issues.
At least that's what he's projecting, you know, that he's walking with a walker and stuff, you know.
Okay, so.
Rape in the third degree
is when he or she engages in sexual intercourse with another person who is incapable of consent.
So what's the...
So if someone's drugged, I guess.
Mm. Okay, so how is that different from...
From
no consent, even if you're not drugged.
Because if you have to, if it's like a physical force and you're fighting them off the whole time versus you're completely passed out.
Right.
You know, and you, because, you know, if someone's raping you and you are, you know, completely coherent, you can have the ability to scratch them, get their DNA under your nail, or, you know, try and fight them off in some way or another versus when you're roofied or drugged in another way. There's nothing you can do. Like, you don't even know that it's happening.
Right.
You know?
So shouldn't that be more, more serious than when you're able to fight off, you know? Because the 3rd degree means less than 1st degree, you know? But who knows, you know? We'll figure it out, I'm sure, in the coming days and stuff.
It also says who is incapable of consent by reason of some factor other than being less than 17 years old.
Jeez.
Mm. So it could mean drugged, and it could also mean like sleeping with a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Who is not considered an adult.
Right.
Yeah.
That's statutory rape, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Statutory rape is maybe having even consensual sex with a minor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay. So those are the differences. And some of the charges were actually, they didn't find him. They found him not guilty, which was interesting, you know. But, he could be spending years in jail.
What did they say his total sentence is at this point?
Well, they haven't sentenced him yet.
Okay.
That's going to be in March. But they're saying it could carry up to, 4 and then 5. That's 10 years at least he's going to be put away. But apparently they're already filing an appeal and all that stuff, which you would expect.
So he spends time in jail from From now until the sentencing, yeah.
Yeah, now he, yeah, they put handcuffs on him, and he's not going to be free anymore anytime soon.
I wonder what jail looks like for someone like him. Yeah. Like, what kind of jail, what kind of facility, what kind of treatment he's getting.
I think he's going to get just a treatment that everybody would, you know? I mean, it's not like it's a blue collar crime.
Right,
I
like
mean,
a
white
money,
collar crime.
Like a money thing or
right,
something,
right,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's violent, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to put him in a regular jail. And, yeah, he's in custody now. They put handcuffs on him. And,
man.
Yeah. I know. Can you imagine, man? But it's like, how do you do these things and think you're going to get away with it?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, you do it once and you're like forever scared that it's going to come out or something, you know? And here this guy just does it because I think that all their power goes to their head, you know? They think they're like untouchable.
That they're protected.
Yeah, because everybody around them treats them like a god or something, you know? Because of the connections they have and all that stuff. And then he feels like, oh, I'm untouchable. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah. It's so not the case.
I know.
At least not anymore. That's old Hollywood for you.
Yeah, I know. But... No, I'm glad to see him put away because this behavior is totally unacceptable. I mean, you know, the fact that he was able to lure them to their hotel rooms, and they're not stupid women, you know. I mean, they're like, I don't know how smart they are, but they're not, you can't claim that they're all like, I mean, they're adults, you know.
Sure.
So if he managed to still lure them to his room, I don't know. He must have had a lot of influence, you know?
Right. Or they could have, you know, he could have drugged their drink at wherever, you know, they could have been at the bar or something at the hotel.
Yeah. But those were not the case here.
Yeah.
That was not the case. But still, I guess that the desire to, you know, to promote your career in acting or whatever, you know, because like I said, during the trial, they showed some texts where the women would write him afterwards, after supposedly they were raped, and they would tell him how great he is and all that stuff. So I'm like, I'm totally confused. But maybe that's why in those cases they declared him not guilty, because there were 5 charges and he got charged on only 2 or convicted on only 2.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to prove if you're acting a certain way after.
Right.
You know, like which is unfortunate.
He said, she said, you know.
Totally.
Right. But,
and they have to understand how that looks too.
Yeah.
Which sucks because, you know, you want to believe someone who's saying that they're a victim of a crime like this.
Right. Yeah. I guess they acquitted him of the more serious charges, you know. So predatory sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah. All right. Well,
weird.
I know. What a situation, man. But he doesn't like someone. Doesn't look like someone I would trust. I don't know.
I feel like also something that scares me too is like there are people who are capable of these kinds of things that might not act on it now because they're afraid of being outed, because there's such a huge platform to be outed nowadays.
Right.
So like you could get wrapped up with someone who has the urges to commit those crimes but doesn't because they're afraid of that.
Right.
You know, and you just never know. I feel like those things eventually catch up with people.
Yeah.
You know, so you just never know.
Yeah, you never know, you know. Also with the actress that got murdered, I mean, you know, isn't that every woman's nightmare that her ex-boyfriend or ex-husband would hurt her.
Yeah.
You know, would come back to hurt her and stuff. And, yeah.
Yeah, you never know who's, like, in bed next to you. Like, Phil Hartman. Remember the comedian?
Right.
Phil Hartman, his wife, shot him in their place in Encino.
Really? I thought, wasn't she found dead in the the pool?
No, it was a murder-suicide. She shot him and then she shot her. She shot him and then I think she left, went to a friend's house. She was drunk and on meds. Her brother ended up suing, I think, Zoloft for because he said it was partly her fault or partly Zoloft's fault.
Right.
But she was mixing Zoloft and alcohol, you know?
Yeah.
And then she went over to a friend's house, told her friend that she killed Phil. They together go back to the house where Phil is already dead in bed. And then she locks herself in the room with Phil and shoots herself.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm starting to remember that.
Yeah, so there's a docu on it.
So who was it whose wife was found dead in the pool? I guess that was somebody else.
I don't know.
I can't remember who that was, but for some reason I connected those together. But you're right, I can remember that now.
Yeah, there's a documentary on him on, I think, Hulu. That was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of about his life.
Oh, okay.
It was a good one.
So that's how you remember it. You saw something.
Yeah, I saw it more recently.
What year did it happen? Do you know, like in the 90s or something?
It was the year Small Soldiers came out, because he died, I think, right before or right after the premiere and before the film actually came
out.
So
it was in the 90s.
It was early 90s, like 94, 96.
Because I remember taking my kids to see that movie. So
yeah.
Must have been like, yeah, earlier.
That was such a good movie. Like, it wasn't like amazing, but it was like, it's a good one to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since then, so I don't remember much, but.
Yeah. It's like every kid's nightmare.
I know, right?
So I've always been nice to my dolls. Every time I've had a friend who's like chucked a toy across the room, I'm like, don't do that. It's going to come alive and like retaliate while you're sleeping or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Steven Spielberg's daughter, who said their parents support her for her porn career, now people are saying the parents are very concerned, they're embarrassed, which is expected, you know. I mean, if she, just because she said they support her doesn't mean that they do. I mean, yeah, they love her and everything like this, but I don't know if I could support my child for doing that, you know.
Right, you're not going to be like, so.
Right.
Great job.
Exactly. You know, you got to think of who you're affecting with that, you know. I mean, you know, some maybe come from broken homes or some, they don't really care about their family, whatever, fine. But, you know, I mean, there's consequences, you know. Who would want their daughter to, you know, to spread her legs to the whole world, you know.
Can you imagine accidentally seeing a clip of that?
I know.
You know? Like, by the time it registers, you're like, oh, God, I've seen too much. You know, like, turn it off.
I know.
Yeah. So scary.
I'd be shocked if I saw my daughter like that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't even like thinking of any of my family members doing that.
Right.
Like, even my siblings. I'm like, no, I don't want to even consider that as an option. Like, no.
Yeah.
Everybody's asexual. Everyone has, like, Barbie parts.
Yeah. I know. But, and, you know, she's got brothers and sisters, too, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty pretty shitty. She was adopted. And I guess now they're saying you can go. So she's doing only solo stuff, but that's how they always start, you know. Then
solo stuff like cam work?
Yeah, yeah. Like or even movies, you know, but you can do it like just solo, you know.
Yeah.
And but they're saying, you know, you can go up on an app called OnlyFans and see her for $15.
Oh.
Monthly subscription fee to watch her.
I don't know, man. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel so many things about it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, on one hand, I'm like, let her live her life, let her do what she wants. And on the other hand, I feel like there might be something more at the core. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, some people live very full careers and they're happy doing what they're doing. You know, and I also feel like there's some people that are, you know, they've got some stuff going on and they do it because attention or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You know,
I just question their judgment, you know, because porn is like a one way door. You can't undo it once you do it, you know.
Right.
Once everything's out there forever, especially with the internet now.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how people can take that leap, you know. I mean, but obviously many people do.
Yeah,
it's a massive unbelievable industry. Yeah, it's unbelievable how many people get into it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like they get into it like at 18, 19, 20, and then 2 years later they're already old news, you know, in the industry.
Yeah.
They become like MILFs at 25. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think a lot of times what happens is, you know, people are in, which I don't think she is in a financial restraint, you know, I think a lot of people, especially who are in financial restraints, are very reluctant. And then they meet someone who's like, it's so easy. I'm telling you, just do some cam work. You just have to like sit around in your underwear and talk to these guys. And they're like, just come in. I'll show you the ropes, you know? And so they go in and they just see how it goes. And then they're like, oh, this is actually really easy. And look how much money I've brought in. And then they start having these conversations. And then I think it's kind of like a one thing leads to another. That's kind of true. Thing where they're like, oh, this is easy. And then they get into it. And then once they wear that out, then it's like the next thing. And then they wear that out. And then the next thing. And then before they know it, they're like in full blown,
right,
you like know, pornography. Anal. Yeah, totally. Definitely like double anal. But I think that's how it happens for a lot of people. Yeah, you know, right. they just think like, oh, cam. Because I mean, I have a friend who has a foot fetish cam, and he just, rich guys send him like nice shoes, and he just puts the shoes on and models the shoes in the cam.
Whoa.
And he's like paying his way through med school doing that. You know?
Well, that's not really porn, but still.
No, but it's definitely a segue. It's weird, yeah. It's on the same platform that many people are using for porn stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah. And the problem with that is people steal the images and use them elsewhere.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's men that like stinky feet and shoes.
Oh, yeah. There's foot fetish parties and stuff.
I never thought of foot fetish like for a man, though. That's pretty weird.
I mean,
because women's feet and stuff, I guess they can be sexy, although to me the feet are like the dirtiest part of the body. You know?
Yeah,
because you walk on them, you know?
Yeah.
And you do put them in shoes and in stinky socks and stuff.
And they just sweat in your shoes all day. Right, and like, yeah, you know? It's not amazing. It's not amazing. But if you're attracted to men and you have a foot fetish, you're going to be attracted to men's feet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder where that kink comes from. You know, I mean, what happened? Did somebody step on you? You know, I mean,
I don't
know.
Someone
shoved their feet in your face.
I know.
What is it? You
There's
know?
That comment that Brad Pitt said when he won his award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He said, Tarantino has separated more women from their shoes than the TSA. I was like, that's so good. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But I mean, there are foot fetish parties that exist where they have girls that go and then the guys show up and they're all always married. They all have wedding rings on and they just like, and they advertise it like, get paid to have men kiss and massage your feet, $20 for 10 minutes. Wow. So a guy will sit there and like lick your feet for 10 minutes and then give you $20.
And a tip probably.
Maybe. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. And then they have like private rooms to do private stuff in, which is usually all weird foot stuff too. But
jeez,
I'll tell you, a foot fetish is the weirdest fetish you got. You're doing all right.
Right?
You know?
Oh, I see what you mean. It's like you say the least of
it. Yeah, like after dating in New York, I'm like, if that's the weirdest you got, all right.
Really?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Guys would ask you like to do things?
Just stuff? Weird stuff in really? New York. Like,
wow.
I'm
sure it's everywhere, though, not just in New York.
I know, but it was really consistent in New York. Like, when I was dating in Philly and Jersey, like, I'm sure it was a lot of closet cases that just hadn't come out with it yet. And New York is all about letting your freak flag fly, which is great. But at the same time, it makes, like, traditional dating really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a little vanilla in that department. Like, I'm like, I just... Let's like have it just be a little regular, just a little bit,
a little regular.
You know, like if you have something that you want and I have something that I want, we can talk about that. But
right,
my friend went on a date and his date asked him to lock him in a cage and pee on him, like in a dog cage.
Jeez,
it's just stuff like that over and over again.
And people come out right with it and say it, huh?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Don't you think you have to know someone for a while before you do this? You know?
Well, it's keyboard courage because they'll ask you usually on like a dating site or like they'll meet you in person and then they'll ask you via text or even sometimes just ask you in person because they're just like, whatever, that's what I want.
Yeah, because to them it's normal.
Yeah.
They think everybody else is into it too.
You won't believe how many guys asked for like pegging and stuff.
Really?
Which like if that's what you're into, totally.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
That's like inserting someone in something in their
like if
ass.
I put a strap on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what pegging is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was like, no. No, thank you.
Jeez.
I'm okay.
I know. I don't understand that. I don't know. You know, I mean, I know somebody told me he gets off on other men having sex with his woman.
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
Yeah, I'm like, what? You know, I'd be so fucking jealous. I'd die.
Yeah.
You know, I would never want to look at her again.
I wouldn't want to see that either.
Right?
Like, no.
Yeah. So where does that come from? I mean, were you like abused? Were you like, you know, I mean.
Maybe it comes from watching a lot of porn.
Yeah,
you know?
But still, I mean, you know, I mean, just I like, watch porn not a lot, but, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Right.
But maybe they just like were really deep in the hole just watching people and they.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? There's no explanation.
I know.
I'm sure a psychologist would have a field day, though.
Probably, right? Well, when you ask the guys, they don't really know or they won't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I think most people have a hard time identifying why they are the way they are.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think people really like to look inward that much.
That's true. Yeah.
It's very true.
But guys do that. I went to, which reminds me, I mean, it's not something I tell every day, but I went to a swinger's house like way back when I lived in Vegas. I was in my 30s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And they had this house and unusually they let some single men in, which they usually don't.
Yeah.
So it's usually couples and single women. So I went there and I had some sex, you know, it was pretty cool.
Sure.
And this woman like in the jacuzzi started touching me and stuff and she's like, you know, let's do it. So I said, okay. And she says, my husband's here. He's okay with it, blah, blah, blah. So we go in this room, right? And we get going and, you know, my eyes are closed the whole time. And then I open it. I see her husband there like kissing her while I'm doing her. I'm like, what the fuck? And then there's like 20 people around us watching. I'm like, what the hell's going on
here?
I don't know where I was for 10 minutes. I didn't notice any of that.
I always make a joke how guys kind of get into this like frenzy in the middle of it, you know, like they get into this like frenzy and they can't think or focus. They're just like so wrapped up and like women are kind of just like laundry and like I forgot and you're like, oh, I can feel the fitted sheet about to pop off, you know what I mean? Like is he still wearing socks? Like women That's are just funny. Thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And guys are just like, they can't even
I know. Guys are focus. Just like weird, man.
Men so are weird. Yeah, right? Men are weird. It's just different. You know, I know a lot of people like to think they're different, but or that they're not different and that it's an excuse or whatever. But I think men and women are just we're just wired very differently.
Very differently. Very you know? Differently. People have to admit that for crying out loud and stop pretending that we're not, you know.
Yeah,
we're
totally.
Very different.
I mean, how could we even not be wired differently? Like there's, even if you take it as basic as like women, the things that women have to do on a day-to-day basis or even on a monthly basis, it's just something that never even crosses a guy's mind.
Right.
You know, like they're not even thinking about it whatsoever. They're not like, oh, my eyelashes look too light. I should put some mascara on.
All the feminine stuff that people go, that women go through, it's a lot.
Yeah, like menstruation, any of that. Like you just. Yeah.
That's true. You don't think about that.
I know. Like I talked to my best friend about, he's a he. I talked to him. We like tell each other like all, he tells me all the boy stuff. I tell him all the girl stuff. And he's like blown away at some of the stuff. And I'll be in the bathroom sometimes. I'm like, come here. And I'll make him look at something. And he's like, what? Oh, my God. And I'm like, look at it. I'm like, this is what we go through. And he's
funny.
Totally blown away.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. Crazy.
I know.
this woman is obsessed with tattoos, right? They call her a woman. She looks more like a girl. But, I mean, you know, like maybe 18, 19, I don't know. But she's got a body full of tattoos, even on her face and everything.
Yeah.
And she got tattooed on her eyeballs. So, or like where it's white, it's blue now.
What is and the deal?
I know, I don't know. And she was blinded for 3 weeks because of it. Or partially blinded. And she claims that it was totally worth it. She's Australian. And
what's her name? I want to look her up.
Blue Eyes White Dragon. That's her.
That's her name.
Amber Luke.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That probably would find you faster than Amber Luke. And
yep, came right up.
She split her tongue with a $25,000 modification.
Oh, it's actually a game. I think it's like a, it looks like a Pokemon card that came up. What's her actual name?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, White Dragon. Amber Luke, L-U-K-E.
Amber Luke.
Yeah, right, maybe tattoo there too.
She's pretty though.
She is pretty. But look at her body. She's full. There's not a quarter inch that's not full with tattoos, which is, it doesn't make you a bad person, but to make some stupid decisions like this, like your eyeballs, I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah, eyeballs, you know? That's, that one's how a little, even, oh, I see it.
How can you even stand the pain when they do it?
Whoa, like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean,
yeah. I mean, what is it with tattoos? You know, would you get tattooed? Do you like it? Do you have any?
A tattoo?
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I just have some stars on my thigh that I got when I was 18.
Oh,
that I'm like, eh, okay, whatever. You know, yeah, but
you got them now, so you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm just kind of like, it's there.
Yeah,
you know, I don't.
I know usually people do it when they're young. Both my my kids have a sleeve on their hand,
yeah,
which I hate. But what can I do? They don't listen.
I know.
They do whatever the fuck they want.
So. I remember my brother was 16. He came home with a tattoo and my parents thought it was fake. And my dad kind of slaps him on the arm and he's like, ha ha. My brother was like, oh, like, it was like, no, this is not, that was, and my dad was like, oh, that's real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally. I know. I would never do it, though, because it's too permanent, you know?
So permanent.
Right?
So permanent. Yeah. Some people don't care. Yeah. You know, they're just like, whatever.
The younger generation, because it seems like everybody's got a tattoo now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a tattoo. Right? Yeah. I know. I have one friend that has really cool tattoos. His are all, like, from a distance, it looks, like, all tough because he's got, like, a full sleeve. But when you look up close, it's all, like, video game characters. But, like, more, like, kids' video games, not, like...
Really?
Yeah, like, he has, like,
like, Mario Brothers and Hedgehog.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm like, I kind of love that. That's really cool. Yeah. You know?
Does he have Rugrats and all those, too?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's too young.
Rugrats would be pretty cool, though. Little Tommy Pickles. Chucky.
I know. I've raised my kids with those things, with those shows.
I watched an episode of Rugrats a couple of years ago after smoking a bunch of weed, and I was like, this show's actually really trippy. And then I went down this like rabbit hole of like old Nickelodeons, and then I watched Rocko's Modern Life, also very trippy, and then I watched Ren and Stimpy, which was one of my favorites. I loved Ren and Stimpy. Yeah, and that show is like, they do these things when something happens, like they'll talk about like an ingrown hair or something, and then they'll just be like, meh, and show it all up close, and it's like they show it like dripping and oozing, and like,
oh, good.
Yeah, they get really graphic with it, and I'm like, no wonder I'm a total weirdo. Like,
I seem to think that was like an adult cartoon, no, or was it a kid's cartoon?
I think so, but I definitely watched it as a kid.
Because it was like on MTV or something, wasn't it?
I used to watch that with my brother and Beavis and Butthead, which was definitely not a kid's.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. Okay, Beavis and Butthead was an MTV thing. I don't know about Ren and Stimpy, but it was still, I think, for grown-ups. I don't know if it was.
It's definitely more of an adult show.
Yeah. I remember they had Cat Dog.
Cat Dog, yeah. Definitely. What's
like
the beaver one?
It's like one animal with two heads.
Yeah. There was a beaver one, too.
Beaver one. Trying to think.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah. It was a beaver, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. They had recess. Remember recess? That was more on one Saturday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had this other guy. What's his name? I forget his name.
Do you remember they used to have on Friday night, they had TGIF, and then Saturday morning, they had one Saturday morning. Like, they'd have these, like, sections throughout the week right. of, like, time blocks of, like, these programs kind of together.
On Nickelodeon?
No. I think TGIF had, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch and, like, Teen Angel.
Oh, okay.
And they played all these shows on Friday night.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I think it was like, it was on regular network TV.
Yeah.
And then one Saturday morning was also on network TV. Oh, and they'd play Recess and sometimes Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
Something, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. But I love Pinky and the Brain too.
Wow. I know, this is all 90s stuff.
I know. Nostalgia at its best.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
I love it. Man.
So finally, they asked Harrison Ford's secret to a happy marriage. I guess he's been married for, well, do you know his wife, Calista Flockhart?
I didn't know that's who he was married to.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know her?
Yeah, of course.
She used to be in, what was it, that law, what was her name?
Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal, thank you. So they met way back when. I think 17, they're saying 18 years that they've been together, but they've been married for 10 years.
Mm.
So many years they weren't married. He's 77, she's 55. And she says the age difference never really mattered. It was like a non-issue. And he says the secret is don't talk, just nod your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, just nod your head. See, that would frustrate me.
Yeah. Well, it was a joke, I guess. Yeah. But,
I'm usually probably more of the nodder.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Don't argue. I argue all the fucking time.
It depends. It depends my mood.
Yeah.
I'm very Gemini like that.
I know.
Sometimes I'm ready to battle, and sometimes I'm like,
really?
No. I guess it depends if I've smoked weed or not.
Yeah. So you're a Gemini. You have a June birthday?
June 15th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
because my partner in class, in my acting class right now, actually is the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Because both my kids are Geminis, you know, the 4th and 18th. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Gemini power.
I know. It seems like everybody I know that's around their age is Gemini, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
My brother is too, but he's not the same age. But yeah, I know a lot of Gemini, so.
Are your kids totally wacky?
No.
Everyone, I don't know.
What does
that.
It say? Yeah, what does it say if they've got sleeves on their arms? I don't know. Does that mean you're wacky?
I don't know.
You're not normal. Most people don't do that.
Eh, what's normal anyway, you know? I feel like anything that seems normal, there's definitely like a closet situation going on.
I know. I just don't know where it came from. I mean, I'm not like that. Their mother's not like that.
Oh, yeah. Neither of my parents have tattoos.
Yeah.
So my sister has her whole back covered.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that was more to cover up a different one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Sure does.
Yeah. I'm looking at Harrison Ford's picture from the movies out that's out now. I guess it's called Wild Something.
Mm.
What's it called? Hold on. It's something wild, but, oh, The Call of the Wild. And he plays alongside a computer-generated dog. But he's got, he looks like a mountain man with long beard. Reminds me of my beard. white long beard. I know, somebody yesterday said, you look like a mountain man. I said, okay, whatever.
I bet you'll be a little cold when you shave it off. You'll feel like breezy.
Yeah, I don't know. It just won't be as prickly anymore.
That's true. Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jen, that's it for today. I know you look at the clock and it looks early, but the thing is that this clock is slow.
Is it?
Yeah. All our battery-powered clocks are slow.
It's only 1 minute.
The computers and everything else is... are accurate, you know. So good thing we have computers and phones and stuff.
I know. What do we do without them?
That are synced to something.
We'd never be able to tell the time again.
I know.
But I'll be working off sundials.
I know. Are there any good movies out there now?
Any that you'd want to see? No, I honestly, I don't have a TV, and I don't really watch.
I don't know the previews.
I don't know what's going on in the world right now. I don't know what's in the movies.
I know. I have TV. I don't even watch it, so I don't know what's going on. I get my news from the newspapers, and I guess
newspapers
and online and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love newspapers. I know this generation is like, what are you talking about? Who needs paper?
I just don't like the texture and the smell of them. The smell gives me a headache.
I do.
Yeah. I like the smell of books, but... Yeah.
No, I'll smell the newspaper anytime.
Watch out, newspaper. Sam's coming for you. Oh, man.
All right, Jen.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Everybody tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Thanks.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.